Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor Louis Nishmas or Moshe Howard Zitzal. We're holding in Yuma Daf Memtes in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shvi in the middle of Halacha base. We're starting 8 lines at the top of Amud Aleph. So in the middle of a sugya, the Gemara spoke about the Seder HaVoido in Yom Kippur. And the Gemara pointed out that it says, Uvar in Eloil Moyet, to take Adekafu Machto, sounds based on the pasuk that he's doing that right after he reads the Torah. And we're saying it's coming at a different time. So the Gemara said two opinions. The one opinion was, it says, that really this part of the parsha, which says he's coming and going, is not written in the right order. It's supposed to be a little later. But then the Gemara said, as we saw in the end of the previous daf, it is in order. What is going and coming is not going from a certain event, another event. What he means going and coming is that when he goes, he does kiddush, when he has to do kiddush darim aglaim, and he's going to do kiddush darim aglaim, and meaning that every time he puts on clothes, he does kiddush darim aglaim. Every time he removes the clothes, he does kiddush darim aglaim. So there's no issue with the pasuk that says going and coming, because it's referring to the kiddush darim aglaim. So it says the Gemara, Amar Amano Kamei Rabbi Yosi, Lama Li Nan Amrin Chutz B'Kiddush Achron. How do we really know that there's another kiddush? It says he's coming to something, you're explaining he's going to do kiddush when he moves the clothes. But what's the source that you have to do kiddush Darim Aglaim when you're moving clothes? Amar Le Shan Yehi, tell you where it is, what's the source? Dechtiv Uvo V'Yotza U'Poshas Bigdei Abat. He says he's going to come out and remove the clothing. Shein Tomud Loim HaShalovash. Next words are, the Bigdei Abat that he's wearing. He has to remove the clothes that he's wearing. Why you have to say the words that he's wearing? Did it come in our mind to say, what is he removing? Of course he's removing what he's wearing. So why do you have to tell me the words, what he's wearing? You have a hekesh from removing the clothing to putting on the clothing. When you put on the clothing, he does kiddush darim aglaim. And now we know, as the Korban Eidah points out, because you have Kal Chomer, if you need Tevila, of course you need to have Kiddush. Apshita b'Kiddush Darim Aglaim. Also, removing the clothing requires Kiddush Darim Aglaim. So that's so we know you have to have the second Kiddush. Omar Ablozar, Yesh Lecha Avoida Acher Shiyoida B'Gdilovan. You know what I mean, the Shalovash? To tell you this exact point that we're trying to say right now. So there's another stage in Avoida Shem Kippurim where he puts B'Gdilovan. And that's to go and remove the kafu machta of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's another time he's going to remove the clothing, put it back the clothing. That's what Shel Lovash is telling you. There's another Levisha. Ve'ezezuzu, it says kafu machta, that there is a voido, b'bigdei avon, removing the kafu machta. And the one goes back to the sentence we had before, Ma'abiyachana kol moedim bo'itzos kafu machta, shilachat tabit shabarabayim. And this connects to Abiyachana, that everybody agrees, when do you do kafu machta? After the voido. So it's not, he's doing the main avoidus of Yom Kippurim, of putting the blood in the Kodesh Kadoshim, in the blood of the Parayches, B'Bigdei Lovan. Then he goes out, and he does all the other Avodos, including Tobit Shebet Arba and B'Gdei Zov. He puts back B'Gdei Lovan to go out to take the Kafu Machto. Kol Moedim, that Avod is another stage on its own, B'Gdei Lovan, and then he goes back to do B'Gdei Zov to finish the Avod of the day, and to do the Neiris and the Ketoris, etc. Says the one of Elam and B'Gdei Lovan, why in general do you have B'Gdei Lovan in Yom Kippurim? The same way they have up in Shabbayim, they have down here in the world. It says the Malach Lovush Bodim, which is the Bigdei Lovan. Aflamaton, Kitaris Bad Koidishil Bash Bad refers to Badim, that's the Bigdei Lovan referred to Yom Kippurim, to be Midam Lamalochim when he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Halacha Gimel Zokta Mishta. Kohen Godol Mishamish Bishmoine Kelim. Kohen Gadol has the 8 b'gadim. The Hedrit be'arba. The Hedrit has only 4 b'gadim. B'ksoinis u'michlasayim me'mitznefes ve'avnet. The 4 of the Kohen Hedrit is the k'toinis, which is the clothing, the shirt. U'michlasayim, which is his pants. Me'mitznefes is the hat. Ve'avnet is the belt. Moisi v'alav Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol adds on him choyshen, which is we have the urim v'tumim on his chest. Ve'efoid, which is a type of apron. Umeil, which is a coat, vitzitz, which goes on his forehead. Be'elu, meaning wearing these 8 clothing, yish'olim b'urim v'tumim, that's how you come and ask the questions that you used to ask urim v'tumim, which is in the choyshen of the Kohen Gadol. continues the Mishnah and with base. You don't ask, individuals don't ask questions to the Ventumim. Only the king, the Beis Din, or whatever the Tzibur needs as a whole. Says the Gemara in Prima, Kohen Godlo Mishamesh Mishmoyin Kalim. Why does he have Shmoyin Abgodim? What's the idea of the number 8? Chanan Yo Chavon De Rabbon, Chanan the friend of Rabbon, and Omar, Kaneged Amilo Shil Shmoyin Yomim, Kaneged Bris Milot's 8 days, Hashem Brisi Hoiso Itoi. Pasuk refers to Aaron Akoyen, and it says Brisi, Losha Bris, that's the idea of 8. Why in Kodesh Kadoshim? He doesn't wear big dezov. Because zov is gaivo. Don't be so haughty, so in such a high standard in front of a king. The reason is one who was the kateger, the one who caused tzaras to Am Yisrael, the ones who was demanding din in Am Yisrael, cannot be the senegor, the one who's bringing the senegorio and coming to advocate Am Yisrael. That's the zov is what the eagle is made out of. You can't do that. Tani says the Gemara, so you dash it from the word Leveshom, Ubalu Shom. What does it mean? Shama you goinsim, gonuzim. They were going as the big dekuna. Shama you markivim, that's where they got rotten, nobody used them. Fala yuk shayim liyum kippur, boy, you can't use for the next kippur. So what Tanya of Day Soim, sharing him the Korean Hedyot. Korean Godo can't use it for the next kippur. But the Korean Hedyot, who also has 4 begotim, which is the same amount of begotim the Korean Godo wears when he wears the big day love on, that he could wear. So what Tani Rabbi Yerim Shtetchu was Adov, he didn't disagree for 2 reasons. Achaz be the Korean Godo, Achaz be the Korean Hedyot. Meaning there's 2 reasons why not to allow Korean Hedyot to wear the big day Korean Godo Yom Kippur. First of all, because the big day Korean Godo, which means Ma'alim b'gdusha vein meridim. Use it for a Kohen Gadol, you don't use it for the lower gdusha of a Kohen Hedyot. The Hagaz be the Kohen Hedyot because of the reason to be a Kohen Hedyot. What is it? So the Gemara explains. Tani lo nechaku Rabbi Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon alav neitush a Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim shu shilbutz. There's no machlekes. Rabbi Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon agree that the belt of the Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim was made out of boots, which means made out of linen. What he wore the rest of the year, sheshbo kilaim, which means it's a combination of wool and linen. What does a Kohen Hedyot wear every day of the year? It's similar to what the Kohen Gadol wears every single day, which is the kilaim, the combination of linen and wool. Rabbi Shimon learns that the belt of the Kohen Hedyot during the year is similar to what the Kohen Gadol wears in Yom Kippurim, which is made out of boots, made out of linen only. So that's why Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kohen Hedyot has the option of wearing the big day Kohen Gadol. That the big day Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim can be worn by a Kohen Hedyot during the year because it's the same belt. But according to Rabbi, it's a different belt. So it can't be any way he can use this begodim because it's not the same begodim. The Gemara goes on to explain. The reasoning of Rabbi, that's the lashon of pasuk. Ma big day Aaron yishbo kilaim, a big day Bonav yishbo kilaim. We have in the pasuk a comparison between Aaron and Bonav that both have kilaim during the year. Ma avud la blaz b'shim. What a blaz b'shim will do with this raya? Ma Aaron b'ro yuloi, av Bonav b'ro yulohem. Meaning you're comparing them, that each one has the proper clothing for them, now that they're wearing the same clothing, both Aaron and Ubonov. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Memtes.